Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending November 6, 2020. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news: more bilateral trade collaboration planned for China and Jamaica. Audley Shaw, Jamaica's Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce, has made a commitment to explore the potential of greater cooperation with the Chinese government in some areas of trade, particularly involving pork exports to China. Shaw and Tian Qi, the Chinese ambassador to Jamaica, discussed the issue during a virtual meeting on October 30, 2020. Emphasizing the long-standing trade relationship between China and Jamaica, Shaw also noted that China is Jamaica's fourth largest trading partner and the largest trading partner among the nations of the English-speaking Caribbean. Jamaica wants to expand the export of products like rum, coffee, and lobster to China, as well as tuna and pork. Business interests and residents offer slight support for Heroes Park project. The plan for the Jamaican government to move the Parliament building to National Heroes Park and to transform the communities surrounding that location has garnered only lukewarm support from residents and businesses. 40% of individuals surveyed said they preferred a different use for the space, while 60% of the survey respondents were in favor of the project. Residents prefer expanding and renewing the green space into a park like Emancipation Park in New Kingston, while businesses favor a sports complex. The lack of strong favorability was attributed to respondents' lack of informed knowledge about the project, surveyors stated. This week's Caribbean news. Caribbean Americans declared victors in many New York State elections. Most of the Caribbean American legislators running for office in New York on November 3, 2020, were victorious. According to unofficial results from the New York State Board of Elections, Democratic Congresswoman Yvette D. Clark, the daughter of Jamaican immigrants, won her re-election campaign with a landslide vote. She represents the chiefly Caribbean 9th Congressional District in Brooklyn. She had called on voters to stand with her in an effort to defeat Donald Trump. Jamaican Judge Carol Sharp was re-elected as judge to the New York State Supreme Court. Other Caribbean American legislators who won in New York included Farah Souffrant, daughter of Haitian immigrants, Diana Richardson, daughter of immigrants from St. Martin and Aruba, Kimberly Jean-Pierre, a Haitian American, Michelle C. Solages, a Haitian American, Jamaican Nick Perry, Haitian American Rodney's Bichotti, and Jamaican-born state senator Leroy G. Cymru Jr. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's Diaspora News. New social media site linking Jamaica with diaspora launches in Kingston. Jamaica Link, a website celebrating brand Jamaica, is now in operation with its goal of connecting the island with the Jamaican diaspora to strengthen relationships between Jamaicans and those who appreciate its culture, regardless of where on the globe they live. The site was conceived by Wyolyn Gager, the former editor-in-chief of the Gleaner newspaper. According to Gager, he has been thinking about creating a portal with news, culture, and sports links that would appeal to Jamaicans both at home and abroad. The site's main strength is its ability to tell interesting stories about the island and individuals in the diaspora, said Gager. This week's business news. Jamaican government plans to obtain 268 megawatts of energy from renewable sources by 2025. According to Daryl Vaz, Jamaica's Minister of Science, Energy and Technology, plans to get as much as 268 megawatts of electricity from renewable sources by 2025 are moving forward. The plan includes obtaining energy from solar, wind, hydro, biomass, and waste technologies. Vaz said it is a priority for him to establish the generation procurement entity and to expedite the processes of procurement through definition of the rules and protocols governing it. The stated renewable energy target is within the boundaries established in the Integrated Resource Plan, a 20-year-old plan addressing the island's electricity investment environment. Now for this week's arts and entertainment news. Popular Reggae Sunsplash Festival will go virtual in 2020. In 2020, Jamaica's Popular Reggae Sunsplash event will be staged virtually on November 27th and 28th. The staging will be managed by iCreate, a digital and creative institute. The virtual program will be offered in response to conditions arising from the COVID-19 pandemic. The virtual Reggae Sunsplash, sponsored chiefly by Visa and the Jamaica Tourist Board, will be streamed live on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram, thus making the festival available to people around the world. Tyrone Wilson, executive producer of the event, said he is grateful to offer this authentic Jamaican experience to the world, and despite adjustments being made for COVID-19, the staging of the unique performance event will still be enjoyable to its fans. Other event partners include KFC, Flow, Rumbar, Dragon, Clear Sounds, and Kaboom. Betco, the wine distributor, will offer a unique viewing experience at more than 20 venues across the island while meeting all COVID-19 protocols and curfew hours. This week's sports news. Jamaica's Elaine Thompson-Herah nominated for Female Athlete of the Year Award. Double gold medalist Elaine Thompson-Herah, 28, expressed pride at being nominated for the title Female Athlete of the Year 2020 by World Athletics. The track star won two gold medals at the 2016 Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro. She's also one of 10 nominees selected by a global panel of athletics experts representing the 6 continental areas of world athletics. Thompson-Herah said she's honored to be included with these 9 other incredible talented ladies. During the season, she was undefeated over 7 races and ran a world-leading time of 10.85 seconds in the 100 meters at the Diamond League meet in Rome, Italy. She also ran the distance in a time of 10.87 seconds at Doha at the end of the season. The other nominees for Female Athlete of the Year are Venezuela's Yulima Rojas, Femke Boyle of the Netherlands, Latessen Bet Gide of Ethiopia, Sifan Hassan of the Netherlands, Perez Jipchirchir from Kenya, Faith Kipyegon of Kenya, Laura Muir of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, Helen Obiri of Kenya, and Ababel Yashenya of Ethiopia. Thompson-Herah is the only Jamaican nominated on either the female or male athlete of the year lists. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a Weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at turnitupradio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to midday at theenglishconnectionmedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at e2onair.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.